Republicans in the Senate claim there is a crusade against immigration and customs enforcement. Senator John Cornyn, who is the chair of the Senate Judiciary's Border Security and Immigration Subcommittee, convened a hearing Wednesday in defense of ICE. He blamed Democrats and the left for interfering with immigration enforcement activities and for vilifying officers. He said that ICE officers have faced increased attacks from the public because of Democratic rhetoric. Cornyn said that Democrats and left-wing activists across the country have, quote, lost their minds, end quote, and are, quote, divorced from reality, end quote.
Some of these protesters are outright lunatics, and I don't use this word lightly. Anyone watching the news has seen protesters from every corner of the radicals' left base. We've seen everything from straight-up thugs committing physical violence to activists dressed as dinosaurs and rabbits, and in some costumes that I won't even hazard a guess as to what they are trying to represent. We've even seen some dancing grandmas trying to stop enforcement of our immigration laws, one Jane Fonda dance move at a time.
Alex Padilla of California, the ranking Democrat on the committee, accused Republicans of lying about what is actually going on. He said that there are no concrete statistics on increased violence against ICE agents, saying Cornyn himself has been denied access to that supposed data. However, there is data on the ICE arrests, with Padilla saying the Department of Homeland Security's data shows that 70% of those in ICE custody have no criminal records. Padilla recounted case after case of ICE detaining people without criminal records and violence against citizens.
You won't hear about the journalists who are threatened and assaulted, once so severely in New York they had to be hospitalized. You won't hear about the clergy being shot in the head with a pepper ball or arrested for attempting to administer the sacrament of communion to the faithful at a detention facility. And you won't hear about the 170 American citizens, there's probably more, but that's what's been documented, caught up in these chaotic immigration raids.
Padilla called the hearing Republican political theater. He said if the hearing was truly meant to be an honest one about violence against ICE agents, they would be talking to government officials with the facts and data. Instead, the witnesses at the hearing included a sheriff and private citizens who are all deep conservatives who have publicly celebrated Trump's immigration policies. Democrats boycotted the hearing, refusing to entertain what Padilla said was obviously a hearing meant to create more disinformation.
Americans have had enough. They're sick of masked agents disrespecting daycares, schools, and churches, disappearing loved ones, and intimidating our communities. Americans are demanding that we do something. So, Mr. Chairman, it's clear to me that this hearing will not be a serious or constructive conversation. And for that reason, I refuse to give oxygen to the fire of disinformation and propaganda that this hearing was set up to ignite.
For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.